This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 12:04. It is the 2nd of June, Tuesday. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And on the show today, we're asking you, do you think you could still achieve your KPIs for this year? Remember the time, I guess, you know, probably about 6 months or 8 months ago, you were filling up a form, either a Google Sheet or an Excel, filling up, you know, your goals that you had for 2020. And most of you probably had some aggressive goals because it is the start of the new decade and you know, this was the year where digital was going to take over. It did, but not in the way that we expected it to happen. You know, I think there was that running joke, or, you know, who is your digital transformation officer during this period? Is it the CEO, the CTO, the CFO, or is it COVID-19, right? You know, and because of the, I guess, you know, the changes that it has happened, is your KPIs even still relevant? You know, get in touch with us. Let us know at BFM Radio on Twitter or Instagram. We've got a poll running on Twitter. Or you could send in a WhatsApp text message to let us know how do you think you could still achieve your KPIs for this year. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Following that, we will be talking about when AI takes over your job.
Yes.
So that is, you've got no KPIs at all. And then how do you set KPIs for artificial intelligence, right? So you know,
you could argue that the AI managed to hit their KPIs for 2020. They're taking over jobs.
Yeah, and we're going to go through a report from EY on COVID-19, which is a true digital game changer. But, you know, let's talk about, you know, success indicators for the year. Because at the start of the year, many employees, like we said, you know, have probably submitted their plans and KPIs. And we've come midway through the year 2020. And many of these plans are now seemingly impossible to achieve due to the pandemic. The global, you know, COVID-19 pandemic has seen and has also presented serious mental health issues, physical and financial complications to people everywhere. So what should be your performance indicators be measured upon to indicate a successful year for employees? And I think, you know, HR challenges, that's a big one. You know, I'm going to pick an article here from Process Excellent Work Network.com. And, you know, they're saying that there are three main areas when it comes to HR these days. It's because of communication, you know, when, and your staff is, you know, not coming into your office, they're remote working. Communication becomes, you know, a difficult thing to deal with. And then there's trust as well. When you're working from home, you know, you just got to be able to trust the employee that, you know, if you've given this certain task, it will be done, because the, you know, employee could probably do it at 3 a.m. in the morning or at, you know, 3 p.m., right? So that's a difficult part.
Because the daytime, they're busy running after their kids.
Yeah.
Right?
But so long, yeah. So homeschooling
as
well, yeah.
And then there's also the rapid policy change because, you know, policies have obviously taken a step back in some ways where, you know, probably you were not allowed to bring certain types of information outside of the office. But when COVID-19 hit, you know, you had to then, you know, bring out some of these probably, you know, personal documentation outside of the office. And then you've got these kind of policy changes. And then how do you, like, sort of measure it against, right?
You know, okay, so there's mental health, right? And the other people maybe say, I don't want to come to work, right? Even though you're allowed, I don't want to come to work because I've got old people living with me. What do you do then, right? Is that yeah, what do you call the word when you're not... not listening to the boss. I can't remember the word now. But you know, so for someone, you know, but it's like, I don't want to come to work. I will do my work from home. But if the company doesn't encourage that, what do you do, right?
So, and there are companies who've allowed their workers to just continue working from home throughout the year.
Or there, even like the simplest thing about, you know, just getting on your PC like at 8:30 every morning, you know, because some companies are stickler for like, okay, 9 a.m. you need to be at your desk, or you need to have signed an attendance sheet. And like with, you know, the option to work from home, what happens then? So it's the small things that are, that could be part of your company's KPI, things that they really take very, you know, take very seriously. Well, you know, now all that is out the door.
Because, you know, like, you know, you probably have kids, you know, if you know, you probably have your parents to take care of. And, you know, so how do you do that? How do you dedicate 9 a.m. every day to be your day where you're going to, you know, partake in a meeting?
Or miserable internet connection.
Yes.
That's a huge problem as well, right? And also because, course, there you know, one of the things that we mentioned earlier on, there could be some of you have, you know, pivoted to a different role now within the company. A role that probably you never had prior training before, and you're just thrown into the deep end because many businesses are just doing anything to keep themselves alive during this point of time, right? And there was also, I think, there was sort of this running joke that, you know, it was not really a joke in a sense, but it was this meme of Jack Ma posting, saying something along like 2020 is the year just about survivability. If you survive, then that should be a measurement of success. Now, that is, in a way, that wasn't actually true. He never actually said any of those words. The exact quote is, for people in business, 2020 is really just the year for staying alive. Don't even talk about your dreams or plans. Just make sure you stay alive. If you stay alive, then you would have made a profit already. He didn't actually say this, but I think the reason why a lot of people started sharing it is because they resonated with this, and they just felt like, my God, it's so true, because we're just trying to stay alive. You know, businesses have been shut down. You probably had 2 to 3 weeks of just zero revenue, and then you decided, let's just go fully online. And then fully online, you realize there's, you know, a lot of costs involved to go online despite discounts in COVID-19. And then you've got to retrain your staff and your employees. So how do you do that? And then now it's like mid-year, and you go like, actually, in the normal circumstances, it's mid-year evaluations. So, you know, how would you have this kind of conversations with your employees if, you know, they're not doing what they used to do now? That's the difficult question, right? And also, you know, we will be speaking to a HR expert about this to just sort of, you know, give an idea of how to go about, you know, putting the best kind of KPI measurements in place. And it should be, of course, you know, in a way where you speak to your employees, but how exactly do you go about it is something that we will discuss this in further, later on.
Yeah, and I was just saying earlier on as well, right? You know, what kind of support are organizations giving in terms of mental health, right? Because you can't get your work done, and you hear stories of businesses closing down, people losing jobs, you know, and all that, right? So it must affect you in so many ways, right? Because you're just pulled in all directions. There's the work direction, there's the family direction, there's the health direction, there's everything. You know, that is an important part that we should look at. Because you can do this by this 2 weeks time, do this, right? And you never think about what is the, you know, and a person can't do it because there are a lot of things probably going through their mind at the moment. You know, it's not business as usual. And where's the compassion? Where is that in terms of the leaders, right? So that's also things that you have to look at and to say, now you're going to do a KPI, you know?
I don't know, just the words, I mean, just the alphabets, I don't know, KPIs, you know, gives me stress already, you know, thinking about, you know, exactly. So for me, at a time like this, when you are, I think over the past few months, we've all been on this on mode, you know, we're constantly on our toes. We're having to, you know, answer to WhatsApp or do video calls and things like that. And, you know, do work out of our comfort zone. You know, sometimes we rely on our teammates. We rely on, you know, just being in the office and using the facilities in the office in order to support our work. We can't do that when we're working from home. And at a time like this, when we are actually just mentally exhausted from having to balance work, home, and the new requirements of working from home, then to have this discussion about KPIs, whoa, you know,
it's a lot. And it can seem very demotivating if your, you know, leader starts knocking on your door and say, hey, by the way, it's, you know, the middle of the year, so it's time for, you know, evaluations. If that kind of approach can seem quite, you know, demotivating. So we will, you know, speak to Deepa George, who's the managing consultant at HR Clinic, to really just talk about, you know, how best to go about, you know, evaluations during a pandemic like this, during middle of the year.
Yeah. So, and so, I guess, like, you know, if you guys, you know, your companies are doing something great, right? And share with us, you know, I mean, just tell us on WhatsApp and Twitter and all that. I know we all want to complain, but if your companies are doing something good, we also like to learn from it, and other companies can learn from it. So yeah, do connect with us there.
Get in touch. Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We'll be right back with your messages. BFM 89.9.
Business, football, music. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes. It is Tuesday, the 2nd of June. My name is Jeff Sandu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And we're asking you, basically, you know, do you think you could still achieve your KPIs for this year? The ones that you've probably set out maybe about 6 to 8 months ago. Get in touch with us on Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We've got a message on Twitter.
Yes, we do. And this is from Lian Jim, who says, our company revamped KPI criteria and measurements instead, reducing projects and emphasis on companies' finance to get through this period.
That's actually pretty interesting because, you know, I probably the goals are still the same, but the metrics have changed, right? So, you know, for example, maybe, you know, you're supposed to hit 2 million in sales. You know, you can't do that anymore. So then, you know, you got to figure out like what's the best or ideal number moving forwards. Then is it a million or is it even less than a million because of what's been happening and you're now on that recovery phase as well, right?
And the level of productivity, right?
We've got a couple of responses on Instagram, but they're all basically along the same lines of just saying, you know, something's like KPI, like what's that kind of thing, right? You know, one even mentions like, never really achieved my KPIs anyway. So, you know, I guess in that sense, you know, it is something that we tend to, for most people tend to, I guess, you know, do it when it's at the year end and never really put so much thought into it. And then you get this shock when you have to visit them and then you got to plan it again. So maybe it's also now it's like the right time to do so. So, you know, we've got Deepa George, the managing consultant at HR Clinic, to really just, you know, I guess, give her insights on this. Deepa, is this the right time for leaders to relook at their employees' KPI as, you know, many are just slowly starting to get back to work?
So, yes, it can be the right time to revisit KPIs, but it must be a two-way interaction and cannot just be the company checking on how employees are progressing. This is the time to also understand employees. In general, most people want to do a good job at their workplace. And so it's important to show that you understand it's sort of business unusual at this time. So what are the tweaks needed? And make sure you have a two-way discussion and measure the employee more on their initiatives, you know, and what they've done from an effort as opposed to really tracking against the achievement itself. Mm. That being said, you need to have that two-way conversation to understand the challenges of why certain KPIs can't be met. Example, a salesperson will not be able to do on-site sales calls, and that would have a direct impact. That client, you can't just convert that necessarily to a call because he or she may have other priorities and not want to speak to you for a sales call. Mm-hmm. An operations individual in a company who's trying to look for new opportunities for warehousing, how are you going to find a new vendor and validate the reliability of that company when you can't even meet them face-to-face during the MCO and so on? So these are real situations where we need to acknowledge, review the KPIs as it's been set, and have a two-way active discussion. I think that's really important.
Right. Deepa, you know, many have either pivoted their business in the last 2 to 3 months or they've just struggled to survive with plenty of role changes. How do they adjust their employee KPIs with this shift?
So when you want to adjust a KPI, let's look at what a KPI is by definition. It's a key performance indicator, right? It's a metric. We've all been educated and taught that KPI should be SMART. But in this current situation, the reality, it probably doesn't fulfill three of the SMART. It's not agreeable or achievable. It's probably not realistic at this stage and definitely not timely with the COVID crisis. So there goes that theory out the window. So what can you do to modify it in a realistic manner? And I think that would be where you really need to figure out what the purpose of the KPI was in the first place. If you need to throw it out, I'm sorry that employers need to be flexible enough that they might need to change that goal totally. Mm. And you might want to define it differently. So the KPI might move from a full target goal at year end to maybe a mini milestone. So it could be something that's a shorter term achievement that the employee can be measured against. Secondly, it could be a KPI that is COVID-related directly. Now, this might seem a little bit far-fetched, but I know of some companies, for example, that have got creative and said a key KPI that's a new one for the team is collaboration to find alternative means to gain revenue during this period. So things like digitization, things like online platforms, and all things that are not necessarily optimized at this stage can be looked at the current time.
Deepa, what about, you know, like some business owners are still allowing their workforce to continue to work from home? You know, that's a new model now. Now, how do KPIs work in this area?
So when it comes to working from home and having KPIs in relation to that, I think the first thing is, you know, the leaders need to have a team meeting and have, a very consultative approach to discuss what are the non-negotiables that they need to deliver. So what as a team must continue? Example, the monthly report can still be done because we all have your tools and devices. The other thing that I'd be which I feel is useful and has seen it go well, is instead of the leader having a meeting on Mondays to talk about the to-do list, is you have that discussion around what needs to be covered. But more importantly is to have a check-in, say on a Thursday evening or a Friday afternoon, about an impact list. What did the employees accomplish for that week? It's a way to check in with your peers. It's a way to find synergies because you're not visibly in the office together, right? And also a way to celebrate small successes. People are not getting physical affirmation, no pat in the back, because they're not in the office setting. So having those group discussions and checking in with each other is really important. The important thing also is to make sure that you appreciate people's individual circumstances when they're working from home. So the way the KPI gets achieved, whether it's a mini milestone, whether it's still the same old KPI, might be different because he or she or employee might have different individual circumstances, could be extended family, could be young kids and so on. Here's where the leader needs to show that individual appreciation, but set the boundaries on the non-negotiables, outcomes and achievements.
You know, Deepa, we've spoken to many business owners over the course of this pandemic, and many were in this do or die mode, just trying to survive the month, let alone the year. And, you know, when I've kind of like asked them, like, how are they visiting their employees' KPIs? Many of them actually said that they haven't actually thought about it and would probably not even revisit KPIs at this point of time because it feels like it's a demotivating, you know, thing to bring up. What's your take on what leaders should do if, you know, they are in this do or die mode?
So if your company is really in survival mode because these times have been really tough and, you know, obviously you're trying to keep your head above water, imagine the anxiety of the business owner, yes, the leaders, but also the employees themselves, about the longevity of their jobs and their employment, right? So I think at that time, KPIs, it's valid to say that probably it's not a time to review or revisit the KPIs. It's really about back to basics. What are the services you offer to customers? What are the products you are selling at the moment? And just be transparent on what would be those basic minimum level of service that's required. The other thing would be is you need to be very transparent with the employees about the challenges. So just as much as you're going to say that we're not going to review the KPIs, and so you don't have to worry about meeting them, I think you also need to tell the employees that this is the reality we're facing, this is the financial situation, and be as open as you can so people appreciate the challenge. But that being said, maybe there is the silver lining you want to share, that assuming things are better by year end, how people would be measured since the KPIs have been left out of the equation is based on actions, i.e. what are the behaviours and the actions that the employees themselves took to help the company stay afloat during this period. I think that would be a fair assessment to say that's how the person will be measured against by year end.
And any other best practices that you could share, Deepa?
So there are two best practices that I've seen happen, and it's really heartening to acknowledge this from the employer's perspective as well. First one is around what I mentioned earlier, leaders that do this impact list mode versus really talking about a to-do list. So it really becomes twofold. The employees themselves are held accountable to make sure they can show some form of output or impact that they've created. And secondly, it's also an opportunity for the company to recognize and celebrate again those mini successes. So it has a really nice two-pronged outcome as intended, right? And the second best practice that I've seen is really interesting. So KPIs are out the window, the company's in survival mode, what can we do? And so what this company did is they got the employees to write the KPIs. Usually we say it's two-way, the employer or the leader shares some cascade approach at the beginning of the year. Now all that is, you know, fair game for anyone to write their KPI. We get the employees to write it. Why? Because they show the accountability and they do their own stretch targets. And I think this particular company was very pleased to see. Of course, there are some who feel they can get away with a very light target, but there are some who really went above and beyond to see how they can make up for, you know, what they're losing out for at the moment.
That was Deepa George, the managing consultant at HR Clinic. And, you know, I like how, you know, in the way the approach for KPIs are very different. It's more of like, let's have a discussion. You know, if you're a leader, let's have a discussion with your team and your employees and then perhaps see what sort of impact that has been generated. Because you would want at the end of the year to still measure it against something and not just saying like, there's no KPIs for this year. So, you know, everyone gets treated equally. Because there would be some employees during this time who've probably done above and beyond to keep the company afloat, but without sort of like, you know, going through the proper channels as before, right? So you got to maybe pitch to your bosses, come up with a strategy. During this pandemic, you know, you probably just thought about it in your sleep, woke up and did it and, you know, executed it within a couple of hours. So, you know, but it created an impact. It's just that, you know, there was no sort of, you know, checks and balance in and so, you know, it's important to, I guess, you know, revisit and probably have that, you know, let's look at some of the impact.
So very interesting. So I was just listening to it. And when you talk about impact mode compared to a to-do list and impact, again, you know, may not necessarily be, again,
financial
right?
To the company.
You
no, have to not
be,
at all. Yeah.
You have to be very clear with that. And then you, and she's talked about how when you're discussing KPIs with employees, non-negotiables, very clear what the non-negotiables are though. Right? And how much of, sometimes, you know, make sure the non-negotiables are not ridiculous non-negotiables as well, right? What, you know, so not, do not raise, do not give more expectations than what an employee can do, right? So I think that's got to be very clear. I like what she said about sales, collaborations, right? So now start thinking about who you can collaborate with as a sales strategy.
Because most of the time, if you're involved in sales, you have targets to hit. And in this business environment, those targets are definitely going to need to come down. You know, everyone's suffering at the same time. So, you know, if you can get more hands on deck and have more creative ideas, you can work together, maybe those targets might be more achievable.
Looking at our Twitter poll, you know, we've been asking you, do you think you could still achieve your KPIs this year? 41% of you have said that it is extremely difficult. And then about 28% of you are saying it's somewhat possible, and 23% are saying you don't have a KPI this year. And I hope to see that, you know, those that don't have KPI this year would then probably change into somewhat possible. Simply because, you know, again, I go back to at the end of the year, you don't want everyone to sort of just have the same pat on the back when you may have then some employees that probably done above and beyond with the circumstances that they have, right? Maybe have managing kids or parents or elderly, you know, people in their home. So, you know, it's difficult times. But, you know, I think I totally agree again with what Deepa is saying. It's like to have that, you know, impact discussion with your members. Let us know if your company or organization have done something interesting or sort of like brought up the word KPI to you. Get in touch with us. We can keep you anonymous if you would like to. Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.